Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome, and thank you for taking time to listen to MAXIS Earnings Conference Call on our fourth quarter results ended 31st December 2017. In this session, we will cover the key operational and financial highlights of the quarter, as well as the financial year 2017. Overall, we are pleased with our solid operational and financial performance for this financial year 2017. We made strong progress, delivering the highest full-year EBITDA margin, and PAT in 4 years. These results were achieved on the back of our commitment to deliver unmatched customer experience and maintaining our network quality leadership. We also achieved yet another all-time high Touchpoint Net Promoter Score of +53 this quarter, led by our worry-free propositions as we strive to resolve issues at first contact with more value-added conversations, as well as increased adoption of our self-care platforms. Annual service revenue grew 0.8%, supported by strong performance in postpaid and integrated services amidst intense competition. We will share further insights on our postpaid and prepaid performance in later slides. Normalized annual EBITDA remained solid at 4.6 billion ringgit, with a corresponding margin on service revenue of 53.9%. Further details will be shared later. On CapEx, we continued to invest to maintain a high-performing data network, and our focus is to continue to deliver a great network experience and to create unmatched customer experience across all channels. We now move on to slide 3 on full-year financial performance. As mentioned earlier, service revenue grew 0.8%, supported by strong postpaid and integrated services performance amidst intense price competition. We are pleased to report EBITDA of 4.6 billion ringgit, with a solid margin on service revenue of 53.9%, the highest in 5 years. This was achieved on the back of higher revenue base, efficient marketing spend, and positive cost savings and efficiencies from our continued cost optimization initiatives. Correspondingly, year-to-date PAT grew to 2.1 billion ringgit. Our leverage position, net debt to EBITDA, remains at a healthy level of  1.5x. On dividend, similar to previous quarters, we have declared a fourth interim dividend of 0.05 net per share, payable on 29th March 2018. This brings the total dividend paid for the year to 0.20 net per share, equivalent to 1.53 billion ringgit. We now move on to slide 7 on service revenue. As mentioned earlier, our service revenue grew 0.8% to 8.5 billion ringgit in 2017, supported by strong performance in postpaid and integrated services amidst intense competition. Year-on-year, service revenue declined by 2.1%, mainly due to the decline in prepaid, which offset the growth in postpaid. Blended ARPU is now at a high of 59 ringgit per month versus 57 a year ago, supported by strong mobile internet revenue. Our RGS base declined to 10 million subscribers due to the decline in prepaid subscribers. Next, moving on to postpaid in slide 8. Year-on-year, postpaid revenue grew 6.5% to 1.1 billion ringgit on the back of higher subscription base, with ARPU increasing to 103 ringgit. Our flagship Maxis One plan continued to do well, with 370,000 new subscriptions added year-on-year. As a result, we have grown our Maxis One plan base to exceed 2 million subscribers, with monthly ARPU of 117 ringgit, which is higher than the average spend of 103 ringgit. This was driven by our commitment to deliver the best customer value propositions, offering simplified plans with attractive devices, accessories, and content, stamping our leadership in the postpaid segment. We are also seeing encouraging traction for the Maxis One Prime, a converged plan with endless home and mobile data, as well as unlimited calls and SMS for the entire family. Data adoption continued to rise significantly across our postpaid customers' base. On average, our postpaid customers are consuming 8.9 GB per month. This has increased from the 4.9 GB per month recorded a year ago, and smartphone penetration has reached 86% of our postpaid base. Turning to slide 9 on prepaid performance. Prepaid revenue stood at 904 million ringgit for the quarter and 3.8 billion ringgit year to date, impacted by a combination of aggressive price competition, prepaid to postpaid migration, and SIM consolidation in the market. We expect the intense price competition, especially in the migrant segment, to persist in 2018, but we will continue to focus our offerings on profitable or internet-centric migrant countries. We will also continue to focus on retaining and growing our quality subscribers, in particular high mobile internet users. We continued our leadership in the 4G prepaid market with Hotlink Fast subscriptions now at 2.3 million and a stable monthly ARPU of 43 ringgit. As a result, our prepaid ARPU remains high and stable, currently at 41 ringgit per month, and mobile internet revenue now accounts for 56% of our prepaid revenue base, against 47% in the fourth quarter of 2016. We have also recently enhanced our internet propositions to grow our mobile internet revenue with refreshed mobile internet passes with more data, whilst maintaining our high ARPU. In addition, we launched Hotlink Red 3 weeks ago, which is a new consolidated prepaid plan where our customers can now enjoy a truly free, non-stop, high-speed internet experience at refreshed monthly internet passes. With the execution of these and other strategies, we are confident of achieving a sustainable growth in prepaid in the medium term. Turning to slide 10 on CapEx. We continued to invest to maintain a high-performing data network. With 92% population coverage on comparable peer basis, we continued to lead the market in terms of 4G LTE coverage, quality, and best digital experience. We now have 6.2 million LTE devices, up from 4.6 million a year ago. 4G LTE usage is also significantly higher. On average, our 4G LTE users are consuming 8.7 GB per month, up from 5.9 GB in quarter 4 last year. Blended smartphone penetration has also risen to 81% from 76% in the same period. As customer demand for data continues to grow strongly, supported by rising consumption of digital applications and content, our focus is to continue to deliver a great network experience and to create unmatched customer experience across all channels. For those tracking these data points, in quarter 4, both our 2G and 3G pop coverage stood at 96.2%. Next, moving on to slide 11 on EBITDA and cost development. Moving on to profitability, we are pleased to report normalized EBITDA of 4.6 billion ringgit, giving a solid margin on service revenue of 53.9% for the year 2017, both highest in 5 years. Year to date, normalized EBITDA grew 2.1% on the back of higher revenue base, efficient marketing spend, and cost optimization initiatives that were partially offset by higher resource costs. Year-on-year, normalised EBITDA declined 1.5% as decline in revenue offset savings from continued cost optimization initiatives. Total normalised costs declined by 4.5%, and EBITDA margin for the quarter remained high at 55.2%. On profit after tax in slide 12. Quarter-on-quarter, PAT was lower on account of lower EBITDA. Year-to-date, PAT was higher in line with the development of the EBITDA. In summary, we are pleased with the overall robust results in the financial year 2017. Service revenue continued to grow positively amidst a challenging market, and this was achieved on the back of high and stable ARPU, supported by quality subscribers for postpaid and growth in integrated services. Normalized EBITDA of 4.6 billion ringgit was the highest we have recorded in 5 years, supported by higher revenue and cost optimization initiatives. And all the above was achieved with an all-time high customer satisfaction score. With regards to prepaid, we will continue to engage quality subscribers with the new Hotlink rate, offering enhanced internet propositions whilst maintaining our high ARPU. For 2018, we will continue to execute on these priorities. We will maintain our commitment to maintain a superior network to create unmatched digital experiences. We will enhance our digital capabilities to be a new key differentiator, and we will continue to focus on operational efficiency and excellence. With regards to guidance for financial year 2018, we expect the market to remain competitive as data quality and pricing continues to be the focus for customers and competition. In view of this, and taking into account the impact from progressive termination of a network sharing arrangement, we are guiding for service revenue to decline in low single digit, EBITDA to decline in mid-single digit, base capital expenditure to be around 1 billion ringgit, and free cash flow, excluding upfront spectrum assignment fees, to be at a similar level to financial year 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, on this note, we conclude the presentation of our results for quarter four and financial year 2017. Thank you, and we will speak again when we report our financial results for the first quarter ending 31st March 2018 in the coming month of April.